Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. Thanks very much for downloading us. Please do tell your friends about us if you like us, even if you don't, and please rate us. The sponsor of You, the Owner's Manual Podcast is Persona Nutrition. I use Persona for my personalized supplements. You can too. And if you want to have some fun, take the free online assessment to get supplements personalized just for you. Go to mypersona.com, mypersona.com. And by the way, if you go to mypersona.com/Roizen, R-O-I-Z-E-N, my last name, you get a discount at this time, and we're recording this in October. If you do that, October of 2020, you get a discount on the first couple orders. That's mypersona.com/R-O-I-Z-E-N. Thanks very much for listening to us. This week, this is 1013A, the latest news of the week and what it means to you. We're coming up on my special edition, the 20th anniversary show. That's 1020A and B will be based on longevity, just on longevity. And by the way, the What to Eat When cookbook is available for, I think it's still pre-order. It's in its last week of pre-order. It comes out the 20th of October, and I think today is the 13th or 14th. So a week from today, it comes out, and it's the What to Eat When cookbook, 135 spectacular recipes. Although I'm the author or co-author, the other two authors, Dr. Krupain and Dr. Perko, are both chefs who created, I can tell you, magnificent recipes. How can I tell you they're magnificent? Because I got to taste them multiple times, and then I get to cook them to make sure that anyone could cook them, even a total amateur like myself. So that's the What to Eat When cookbook, and you can go to wenwei.com. By the way, you can go to wenwei.com and send information on who you'd like us to have as guests in the B segment. The B segment this week, and he gave a great interview about immunotherapy and cancer, Dr. Dale Shepherd of the Cleveland Clinic. And you can go to clevelandclinic.org to learn more about him. Or you can download 1013B and listen to a spectacular set of information that he gave about immunotherapy and cancer and the latest advances. The news of the week this week, one of my favorites is 8 steps to make the healthiest, most delicious salads. That's our Odd Omegas segment of the week. The Roizen rule for younger you, number one, is control your blood pressure. And that's the problem in this story this week. So Roizen rule younger you segment this week is blood pressure control in the United States is failing. And what to do about that for yourself? We don't know what to do about it for society other than to have everybody more aware of it. Can cayenne pepper speed up your metabolism? We know that coffee has a little beneficial effect for metabolism to help, especially if you're on a diet and you get in on a plateau, coffee, or even a thyroid medication. We should have a segment on that, because what happens is you produce the reverse T4 and you slow your metabolism. Well, one of the stories this week is about cayenne pepper. Does it speed up metabolism? That's the Wellness Foreplay segment of the week. And do fatter legs mean lower blood pressure? That's a funny title to this science. That is, the longevity is the next disruptor story. What you need to know when choosing milk and milk alternatives, we'll cover that briefly, as well as cardiovascular event risk ups with high blood pressure when you're young. So you see, I'm talking a lot about high blood pressure because it is so important in Your story, that's why it is Roizen Rule for Younger You, number one. What not to eat when you're pregnant, that's the Well Beyond Wellness segment. And I'm going to give you a toss-up question. Smokeless tobacco poses a global health burden. Where in the world is it most serious? Is it in Italy? Is it in Turkey? Is it in Southeast Asia? Or is it in the good old USA? Where is this most a global health problem? And how much of a global health problem is it? Those are the toss-up questions we'll cover later on. Let's go through some of these and talk about them. So the Roizen Rule for Younger You is always know your blood pressure numbers and control it. How many in America do that? Well, it was 31%, and this is how good a control is there. It was 31% had a blood pressure less than 140 and less than 90 in 1992. Now, let me go over this. Where you really want your blood pressure is to be less than 120 and less than 80. And we call high blood pressure now anything of a 130 or above and anything 85 or above. But even at the 140 over 90 rule, only 31% of adult Americans had control in 1992. That went up to 51% in 2013-14. Where is it now? This is disappointing. We're down to 43%. This is such a big thing. 28% of strokes and 28% of heart attacks are caused just by blood pressure being too high. So this is a really big thing. That's why I have it as Roizen Rule for Younger You, number one. Get your blood pressure less than 125 and less than 85, and preferably 115 over 75. The second story on blood pressure is a funny one, or phrased peculiarly. Do fatter legs mean lower blood pressure? They looked at the distribution of fat in 6,000 adults. The people who had a pear shape, that is, had fatter legs and a thinner belly, were compared to those with apple shape. Same degree of fat, but some had fatter legs, some had fatter belly. Obviously, the fatter belly was much more problematic for having high blood pressure. Fatter legs and waist, no big deal. And that's why if you got a pear shape, you're lucky. This was a scientific study, so it does require you to see your doc. What do you want your belly size to be? Less than half of your height when measured at your belly button with you sucking in. So get a tape measure out, put it at the belly button, wrap it around you, and in inches, you should be less than half your height. And that's the maximum waist size you should have. Bigger than that, you're likely to have complications of heart disease, stroke, memory loss, and cancer. All from that. So get your weight under control. One of the secrets this week is, in fact, speeding up your metabolism. We know coffee does that a little. You may want to talk to your doc about extra thyroid medication, because reverse T3, and reverse T4, something that people get when they've lost weight, they hit a plateau, it may be adjustment of your thyroid, is not as active as you want. And we'll talk about that some future week. But in the meantime, you can talk to your doc about it. Future cardiovascular risk from high blood pressure in young adults. This is a study of 4,500,000. 4,500,000 people from China, published in the British Medical Journal. If you have a blood pressure that is what we call grade 4. That is a blood pressure above 140 and above 90. It increases your risk threefold, 3.17-fold to be exact, of having a heart attack or stroke in the next 14.7 years. And this is these were young adults who were measured 18 to 45. So by the time you're 60, it increased your risk threefold. So do that Roizen rule for number one. Know your blood pressure and get it to be less than 120 and less than 75. No matter what you do, whether it's with medicine, diet, exercise, stress management, etc., getting rid of alcohol. What do you need to know about choosing milk and milk alternatives? This is an odd omega story. While dairy milk remains the most popular option, especially for children, it offers a good balance of fat, protein, and essential vitamins and minerals, often is supplemented with vitamin D, has calcium with it. What about the alternatives? Almond and cashew milk are both vegetarian alternatives, lower in sugar and lower in calories, and that have some protein with it. The most proteinaceous version is soy milk, but it can be high in calories. And if you have soy allergens, you'll want to avoid it. Other alternatives, rice milk, hemp milk, and oat milk are also useful alternatives. Many of these have lower fat and lower sugar than regular milk, but some have sugar added. Be very careful. What about flavored milk? That's usually got a lot of sugar added. So be careful of that. 8 steps to make the healthiest salads. My dinners are almost always just salads now. And how do you make them? Add some crunch, celery, cucumbers, purple cabbage, pea pods, broccoli, alfalfa, soybean, sunflower seeds, walnuts, edamame. Avoid croutons, tortilla strips, wonton strips, chow mein noodles. They're high in fat and sodium, low in nutrients. Create some color. The more colors, red onions is a favorite of mine, even pomegranate seeds, even cooked tomatoes, let alone raw tomatoes, avocado slices, purple, red, or yellow beets. And pro tip is add 2 tablespoons of peas per serving of the salad. They're high in starch, and that's the maximum to add, so add no more than 2 tablespoons of corn or peas. Punch up protein. That's by having black beans, garbanzo beans, or lentils, as well as those, if you will, walnuts and other nuts. And remember to avoid cheese. Let some leftovers like Brussels sprouts or asparagus in. Remember, whatever you got in your cupboard, like black or Greek olives, artichoke hearts, banana peppers, hearts of palm are just a great choice. And remember, lemon juice, lime juice, and balsamic vinegar and red wine vinegar to complement your olive oil are all great things for your salad. What not to eat when you're pregnant? Cheeses that aren't pasteurized, so feta, brie, camembert, those are all pasteurized, and you don't want to eat raw food. You also want to avoid lunch meats, fermented or dry sausage. In fact, you always should be avoiding any processed meat. And you don't want to eat raw fish. You don't want to eat tilefish, sawfish, shark, or king mackerel. They're all... And avoid oysters, clams, mussels, scallops. They can have, if you will, viruses with them. Avoid alcohol, avoid caffeine, and avoid too much salt. Those are a lot of avoids. What do you want to have? Enjoy cooked things like salmon. Remember what you're used to when you are pregnant, your baby will get used to. So you want to avoid anything that isn't healthy. And having veggies when you're pregnant is a great way to get your child used to eating and the taste and smell of veggies. I'm going to skip a couple of these, but come back to the story of that we had before. One of the neat things is that I want to cover, the last story that I want to cover, if you will, is smokeless tobacco. I gave you the test question at the beginning. Is it more of a threat in the United States, in Turkey, in Southeast Asia, or I can't remember the other choice because it wasn't a successful choice. It is Southeast Asia where it's the biggest threat. It causes 90,000 lives lost due to just oropharyngeal or esophageal cancer, and over 258,000 lives lost from heart disease, and that doesn't include stroke, dementia, or cancers other than oral cancer. It's a real threat. Don't start it. So the message today is don't start the cancers. Don't start, if you will, or think about cancers, if you will, the chew or any other smokeless tobacco. And thank God the National and American Baseball League pro baseball banned it from dugouts, because and that was a large part due to Joe Garagiola. He is someone who campaigned actively against it. He used it when he was younger, and that caused him, he believes, to have cancer. It shortened his life. He was a great catcher and a great announcer. I hope I've done a decent job in announcing, because the sponsor of You, the Owner's Manual podcast, is Persona Nutrition. I'm proud of Persona because I use Persona for my personalized supplements. You can too. If you want to have some fun, take the free online assessment and get supplements personalized just for you. If you go to mypersona.com, you can take the free online assessment. That's mypersona, PERSONA.com, and get a free online assessment. If you, after the .com, you go /Roizen, my last name, R-O-I-Z-E-N, R-O-I-Z-E-N, you get a discount now, as of now, on the first two orders. This is October of 2020. It may change if you're downloading us in the future. But as of now, a discount on the first two if you go to mypersona.com and take that free online assessment, or you can talk to a nutritionist. There is no charge. Thanks very much for doing that. And remember, tell your friends about the podcast. This has been 1013A of You, the Owner's Manual podcast. Please download us, rate us, and remember, Roizen rule for number one, know your blood pressure and get it to less than 125 and less than 85. Rule number two, I should tell you that too, that is get your body mass index under the obese level, just getting it to overweight. That is a BMI, know your BMI, and or know your height to weight ratio. Get your BMI less than 30, or your waist to be less than half your height, and that's a Roizen rule number two. We'll be back with more of the Roizen rule for a younger you in the future. And remember, 1020 A and B, the special 20th year anniversary section, is on longevity and what you can expect and what you can do to prepare for being 30 years younger in the future. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen, You, the Owner's Manual radio podcast. Thank you, Caitlin, for great engineering. We'll be back next week with another episode of You, the Owner's Manual radio show, both the medical news of the week, the A segment, and the B, the guest segments. Remember, download the B this week. 1013B, Dale Shepherd of the Cleveland Clinic, gave a great interview on immunotherapy for cancer. Thanks very much for listening.